Not working. In Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Beis, the last line of the Ramah, V'chein im yesh melchetz beveis dire. A person has a house and there's a melchetz in the house. V'ein reichetzin bemelchetz rak oison shebebeisai. That means it's a private melchetz. It is not used. It's not used by the public. It's only used by the people who live in this space. Here, this one room that is a melchitz. V'heim yoidim, and the people who are in this bayis, in which the melchitz is, v'heim yoidim shesachay eine yehudi. They know that a goy hired it. He rented it and he's working for himself. Shari, then it's permissible. So Bikitsa, we had cases Meikar Adin, if a guy rents a melchitz and he's working in the melchitz, it is permissible because he's not working for the yid, he's working for himself, he rented the melchitz. The whole problem is people are unaware that the guy rented the melchitz, because this was not a normal procedure that a guy should rent out a melchitz. So we said certain cases, if people know that he rented out the melchitz and it's permissible, he did it for a few years, he rented it out to a goy. So now we're saying another case, that a person has a private melchitz in his house, there's other people there in the house also, and it is only used, it's only used privately, so these people will know, they see a guy there working Shabbos, they know that the guy rented the melchitz, so there's no problem of maris ayin. No one else knows about the melchitz, and those who use the melchitz know that the guy rented it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tesvov. The melchitz is not in a reshus harabim. It's not publicly known. People don't see the melchitz. It's in his chotzer. One of the rooms. The only people who use this melchitz are the people in the house. Shari, danoshim acherim lo yedu im yeshom melchitz. Other people are unaware bechlal that there's a melchitz. Va'oison shebebeisei hayoidim mizeh, who know there is a melchitz, gam heim yoidim sheskiro eleinu yehudi, they know that it was rented out to a goy. But if other people will use this melchis, even though it's bebeis diro shaloi, but it is used by other people also, now people know that there's a melchis there. And this melchis is called Al Shem Yisrael. Uch sheyiru achakach sheoshon yoytze mimenu bimei haShabbos yitlu, they'll see it's functioning on Shabbos, yitlu de bishlichusoy hisikayayne Yehudi, so they'll think that the guy is working bishlichusoy. So that is what he is saying. This is the Loshon of the Rambam. It's bebeis dira, number one. It's in a secluded place. No one knows about it. And number two, vein reichtzim ba melchitz rak oison shebebeisei. The only people who use it and who know about it are oison shebebeisei, and they also know what happened, that it was rented out to the guy. V'cholzek shehu beveis diro shaloi, and that's why the Rambam was very meduyik. Avol imhu oimed b'shus harabim b'mkoyim roim. But if a person has a melchitz not beveis diro shaloi, he has a melchitz b'shus harabim. Also, it's not a public melchitz. The people who use it are only the immediate vicinity, but it's in the Rishus Arabim. Oz afilu im einam reichtzim boi rak oison shebebeisoi mikol mokim osar. Because even those who use it will know that it's rented out to goy. Takol yoidim sheyesh melchitz. What? Avoz afilu meinam reichtzim rak oison shebebeisoi mikol mokim osar. Takol yoidim sheyesh melchitz. Everyone knows it's in the Rishus Arabim. Everyone knows there's a melchitz. So that this diuk is what that's why the Rama was medayek b'shoinoi im yesh melchitz beveis dira. He said exactly where the melchitz is, so no one knows about it. And then it helps ein reichtzim bemelchitz ak oishon shebebeisoi. But if it's not beveis dira, then it will not help, even though it's not for public use. But people outsiders are aware that there is a melchitz there, and there'll be miyaches that it was that it, this guy who was working there is a shliach of the Yid. Okay. Well, let's talk about what it says here. Kain kosvu harbe achoinim v'yesh mekilim oid de'im hu oimed b'rshus acher b'fnei atzmai. This case, which we were medayik from the Rama, that the Rama is only speaking out bebeis dira shaloi, but if it would be b'rshus arabim, it would be also. So others are meikel deem who oimid b'rshus acher b'fnei atzmai shaloi b'chatzeiroi. They make another diik. Beis dira shaloi, you need only that it's only a private melchitz. Others make a diik from the Rama lahokel. Deim hu oimid b'rshus acher b'fnei atzmai. It's not the beis dira shaloi. So the minute it's not the beis dira shaloi, so people don't know that it's his melchitz. Shaloi bechatzeiroi, oz afilu reichtzim boi gam anoshim acherim, afilu hochi shori. De mistome ein akel yoidim shuhu shaloi, rakoisen ashreinim shal amelchitz, o mistome nisvadalem gam ese, sheiskiroi leine yudim. So again, there's a diuk from the Loshon of the Rama. The Rama said, It's based dira shaloi vein roichtsim ba melchetz chak oison shebebeisai, then it is mutter. So we have a diuk. In this case, we need these two to know him. That ein roichtsim ba melchetz chak oison shebebeisai. So others say if it's b'shus arabim, even though this only private roichtsim, but we have the marasayin from the shus arabim. Now others make a diuk if it's not based dira shaloi, so we have a mailah so people don't know who this melchus belongs to. So memele, so even if other people are using the melchus, it'll also be mutter.
Rabbi,
yes.
Would this only work in a town or a society where you have Rov Goyim? If you have Rov Yehudim, then even if you don't know that it belongs to a specific person, but how could you assume that the whoever it does belong to, you know,
is maybe he's a Yid. You say maybe he's a Yid. I don't know. That I don't know what to answer you. But it seems the Sharetzin is very unclear with this Psak, because he doesn't understand really what's Pshat in the Psak. He said, if this person was Yoshav Shom, he was there for a year, so people know about him. If it wasn't Yoshav Shom, and he rented right away out to Agoy, so we learned yesterday it's Mutter. So he doesn't understand what's Pshat. That's why he's very unclear with these Yesh Mekilim. Now, let's go a little further. Yesh Oimrim. Others say Shescharoi Mutter. Now we had halachas, you are not permitted to rent out a melchitz. That's the din. Not allowed, permitted to rent out a melchitz. And okay, we'll see soon. Yesh Oimrim, if he did rent it out, Shescharoi Mutter, he's permitted to take the schiris. The Yesh Oimrim Sha'osa, he's not allowed to take the schiris, v'chein ikar, and that's how we paskin. So we'll see something very interesting in the, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Oimrim Shescharoi Mutter, v'achroimnim hiskimu deloy pligi. There's no machloikis. It's sometimes it's mutter and sometimes it's osa. Now, the bemokim the mutter midine. A melchitz, he rented out to the goy. We're speaking about the goy is paying rent. Is he allowed to take the rent? So we have here 2 days. One day he says he's allowed to take the rent. One day he said he's not allowed to. He wasn't allowed to rent it out to the goy that we had before. But if he rented it out to the goy, and now the goy is giving the rent, is he permitted to take the rent? So others say it's mut, others say it's also. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, v'achroinim iskimu deloy pligi. There's no machlekes. De b'makim de muter midine, in a place that it's muter midine. Kegoyim shehisker hamelchitz la'eni yehudi lishoner lechaydish. He rented out the melchitz to the goy. So memele, so mikaradin it's muter. The goy is working there. It's his melchitz. He's working on Shabbos because adaita denavshi covered. He's working for himself. So mikaradin it's muter. The mishum schar Shabbos leke. That what the goy is paying him rent for the whole year. Dalayhu bavlo. He's not paying him specifically for Shabbos. He's paying him for the whole year. So we have a klal schar Shabbos. If it is not being paid specifically for Shabbos, it's being paid for a large amount of time, and Shabbos is one of the days it's being paid for. So there's no reason of schar Shabbos. Ve'enoi osar elo mishum marisayim. So this whole inyan of renting out the melchitz to the goy, which we learned is osar, the whole iser is an iser of marisayim. Kenal b'sif aleph. But that's osar. We will not be matter this. But if it was rented out already, the Aveir of Marasayin he had already. Now the Shailas, is he permitted to take the money from the Goy? Lachain b'di'evit muta l'kabul aschar me'ein the Yehudi. He's allowed to take the money. He was over anisa of Marisayim, but the schiris that the guy owes him, the rent that the guy owes him, he's permitted to take. Masha ein kain im hiskiroi liyomim. But what if this, the Melchus was rented out on a daily basis? For Monday, for Tuesday, for Shabbos, it's rented out. So then, the Medina also, Mishum Schar Shabbos, he's not allowed to take this money, Al Schar Shabbos. So Lohein, Afilo Hevi, and Yehudi, Me'atzmei, Mois, Afilo Duyot. Not only he's not allowed to mourn from the guy comes to him, I rent it to you for Shabbos, here's the money. Also, lekabel emenu, he's not allowed to take the money, because Shchar Shabbos is also. Meshekosu is a meresh memesivov, vayim shem meshekosav nishnaburi. Okay, and then there's another din, which we'll see in the resh mem hey. What?
You have to go and stay in Frank and Farai, you're going to do whatever you want there.
He rented it out to the guy. He's not allowed to keep the money. He rented it out be'isa to the guy. He wasn't allowed to rent it out. Now Shaus is allowed to keep the money. So if it's only rented for a day, he's not allowed to take the money. Reish mem dalet eizem malach es yochle nihudi lasa ispada yisrael uboi vov seifim. Now we'll learn this whole. See first, and then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah to get a picture on what the Mechaber is saying. Poisik Adam. What's the title? Poisik Perish Masne. A person is allowed to make an agreement. Im ha'eni Yehudi al hamaloche. He's making an agreement with a goy to do a certain malacha for him. Number one. We'll elaborate soon. V'koitzitz domim. And he makes up with him, you have to do this pa'ule for me, and I'll pay you X amount of money. V'hayni Yehudi oise la'atzmai. And the guy is doing it for himself. That means the guy is a kablin. The guy has to give him a finished product. That was the yotmach. He gave the guy a car. You have to fix my car. Fine. He gave him the car. I'm going to pay you X amount of money. You have to fix the car. Va'af al pi shehu oise b'shabbos, even though the guy is working on his car in Shabbos, mutter, this is mutter, because I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. I didn't tell him, he didn't give it to him Friday afternoon, and my choice Shabbos I want it ready. No. He gave it to him on Wednesday. When it's ready, you just call me up. The guy could have done it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The guy decided to do it Shabbos. Why is the guy doing it Shabbos? Because he wants to do it Shabbos. He has something better to do Sunday, he has something better to do Friday. So the guy is working adaita dinavshe. And memele, so meikar adin, this is mutter. Now, b'med vorim amurim betzine, that this is not known. Not known means that the meloche that the guy is doing, we do not know he's doing this for a guy. The guy has 25 cars in his garage, and he's working on the car. No one knows. No, we'll see. Or most people don't know. She'ein makirim hakol. Not everyone knows. It could be some people that know his license plate, but that's irrelevant. But she'ein makirim hakol. Most people do not necessarily know shezu hamelocha hanasis b'shabbos shel Yisraeli. They do not know that he's working for a yid. So memela, what do I have in this case? In this case, I have mitzad the etzem malacha. He's not working for the yid. He's working for himself. He feels like working on Shabbos. So that's called adaita de nafshei kovet. And altmaris ayin, people might think that the yid hired him to work for him, and he's not a kabbalim. The yid told them, work for me on Shabbos. There's no maris ayin, because most people do not know that this is the yid's car. So memele, so it's mutter meikaradin, and there's no maris ayin. We first have to finish the sif. Abo im hoiso yidua umefosemes. But if this is a meloche that everyone knows the meloche is being done for a yid, everyone knows this. We'll see soon. Also, then it is also. Why? Shahara yesayin yudi oisik. Someone's gonna pass by, and he's going to see on Shabbos the guy is working. Eina yodeya shekotzas. He doesn't know the opmach. There was an agreement. There was an agreement that there was an agreement that the guy can do it whenever he wants, and the guy is doing it because he feels like doing it today. A person who passes by does not know this. So a person who passes by sees him working for a yid, and this is mefusemes. We'll see Misholem soon. So he will say, Sheploini socha ha'eni Yehudi lasis loim meloche b'Shabbos. So he will say that the Yid hired him to work for him on Shabbos, and this is also, this is Amir Lakum, this is Yesh Melchumre, if I hire a guy to work for me on Shabbos, Yeshlichus Lechumre, and that's what people will say. And therefore there's a Maris Ayin in this case, therefore it's also. Now, so we have guidelines so far. The guidelines are, if the melacha that is being done is something that's not mefusim, most people do not know that this is a melacha shel Yisrael, so therefore, so it's mutter, because me'ikir din it's mutter, and people have nothing but to talk about, because they don't know that is that a melacha is being done for a yid. But if it's a melacha mefusemis, everyone knows that this melacha is for a yid, so even though meikar din is mutter, but people won't know what the agreement was. They'll think that he hired him. Lefichach, now he starts giving mishalom. That means there's something in my chotzer, in my yard, and I made up with the guy, he should build something in my chotzer. I should build the wall. Or he should cut the tvu in his field. B'medine, if the melacha was be'ir, that means it's a place where yidden are. Oy b'soich hatchum, no one lives there. But this place where the melacha is being done, this field that the melacha they're being kaitzer, is b'soich hatchum shel ha'ir. That means if a person is in the year Shabbos, so Shabbos after the cholent he can go for a walk, and he'll pass by Yankel's field, and he sees in Yankel's field there's a guy there that's cutting the tvuah. He saw enough already. So memele, so even so, since the melacha, we know this is Yankel's field, and we see a guy working on the field. So already Chazal asked this, Altsmar Esayin. Also, loy laniach lasis loy melacha b'Shabbos. We will not permit him to do melacha on Shabbos. Mipnei horoyim, because of the people who will see this, she'einom yoidim she'posak. They do not know. They don't know what the true agreement was. The agreement was, I didn't tell them to do this on Shabbos. I told them by next Thursday, make sure that the tefuah is cut. And he decided to cut it on Shabbos, which me'ikir adin is mutter. But they don't know, so they'll think differently. They'll think, let's first finish the seif. Va'afilu indol bein ha'enim yehudim. Now, what is the case that he lives between goyim? That means he lives in a goyish shtot. He lives in Alaska. They're all goyim. There's all goyim in the shtot. And again, he made up with a goy. They should work. They should work. Should build something of his. And the goy decided to do it on Shabbos. So now, l'chayre, Baruch Hashem. So what's the problem over here? I know that it's mutter because I didn't hire the guy to work for me. He's a kablin. I told him he should do it whenever it's convenient for him. He did it on Shabbos. All my neighbors are goyim, so there's no problem of maris hayim. Zokta remo va'afilu imdo b'ina'inim yehudim yesh lochush lo'echim haboyim sham. Good, he lives in a goyish neighborhood, but what's going to be one Shabbos? He's going to invite an Eirich for Shabbos. So the Eirich will see how he's going to come, and for his Basel, the guy's going to come on Shabbos to fix the fence. Maybe he's going to hire, it is going to be an Eirich, Aboim Shom. Oy livnei beisoy. Or forget about an Eirich. The Bnei Bayis. Sheyach shedu oisoy. The Bnei Bayis will be choshetim. Now this is a moire de kedin, and let's just mention a kasha that the Magen Avraham asked, which a moire de kasha. What do we have over here? We have, there's no oichim, he lives in Alaska, he's old, there's all goyim there. He has a wife and three children, gebaldik. So it says over here, that, and the guy's gonna come, he didn't tell the guy when to come, the guy's gonna come on Shabbos, he tells the guy, I'm sure they saw him before, don't you dare come on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem? There's no Yidin around, the Bnei Bayis. His three sons, his wife. So let him tell that the three sons and the Tati, a guy is allowed to work for you for Shabbos. So let me explain to you. He's not working for me. He's a kablan. He's doing it because I told him he can do whatever he wants. He decided to do Shabbos. So he'll tell it to the Bnei Bayis and finish. Shalom. What's the problem? But the kasha is, there's a Mordi kasha over here. We just learned before, a person had a melchitz bebeis nirish aloi. He had a melchitz by him. And the Shechinim used the melchitz. So, but no one else knows. But the Shechinim know about it. No problem whatsoever. Because the Shechinim know he rented it out to the goy. So, Mamela, there's no problem of Marasayim. He rented it out to the goy and finished. The Shechinim know there's no Marasayim. Here, all of a sudden, we're chayish for the Bnei Bayis. The Bnei Bayis will think that he told the goy. So, so this Kasha the Magen Avraham asks, what we learn in the beginning of the night is a stira to what we learned now. So the Magen Avraham says, Amoyre de Kechilik. He says, over there by the melchitz we are speaking about, he rented the melchitz to the goy. That's what we're speaking. That was the case of Reish Mem Gimel. He rented the melchitz to the goy. The goy is working there. He rented the melchitz. It's his melchitz. He's working there. The minute the Shechinim, the Bnei Bayis know he rented it to the goy, and it's the goy's melchitz are finished. No problem. They understand. There's no problem. The goy isn't working for you. He rented out the melchitz, and Shalom al Yisrael. Over here we are speaking about the goy is, this person is fixing the fence. Why is he fixing the fence? Oh, I hired him. But not I hired him, he should come today and work. I hired him that he should work whenever he wants. And he decided to come today. This chilek that he's working for you in Shabbos, but he's a chilek, but he didn't have to come on Shabbos. This they won't buy and they won't believe. And that means this difference between kablonis and schiris, which in Lundis is meire de kaiska halten. Kablon, he didn't have to come today, he could have come yesterday, he decided to come today. In Lundis, kablonis is mutam ikeradin. But in maris ayin, they will not believe him. They won't say this. Hey, but you put the father next to the wall. Tati is working. Yeah, he's a kablon. No, no, no. They won't believe him. They won't buy it. So therefore, here we are afraid of oichim. We are afraid of. We are afraid of the bnei bayis. Well, we have to first finish the sif. Yesh lochush loichim haboim sham oylev nebeisai sheyach shedu oisai. They'll be choshet him. And therefore, this is also. One more ha'ore we should know. We're afraid of two people. He lives in Agoyish Ishtot. We're afraid of oichim. Strange people will come. The oichim will come and the zakashim finished. Before, in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, we learned by a melchitz that there's a private melchitz. There's a private melchitz, and so the people, so it's mutter. Because the people who use the melchitz know that he rented it out to the goy. And no one else knows about the melchitz. Shalom al Yisrael. Fragen da achroinim, what if he invites an oirech for Shabbos? This oirech is not tuned into what happened with the melchitz. The people who use the melchitz know the goy rented the melchitz, finished. This oirech who came for Shabbos does not know the whole inyan. So what's with him? So here the Maimon Motche says that Teretz, this Melchitz is not in his dining room. The Melchitz is someplace, is a room in the complex of the house. There's a Melchitz there. The Oichim do not necessarily have to know about this Melchitz. It's not something begoli. So they don't know about it. The only ones, the Melchitz will be in his dining room. So Mamela, he sees in the dining room, there's a guy that's heating up the Melchitz on Shabbos. So he starts asking Shaila. Here the melchitz is in a room. The oichim bechlal, he invites them to eat by him. They know nothing about this melchitz. The people who do know about the melchitz know it was rented out. Here, if he invited an oirech to come to his house, and there's a goy that's fixing the wall, there's a goy that's doing something on his house, here you see it, you have to see it. So the whole thing, he'll explain it. See, the guy is doing it for me, but he's a kabbalah, not a schiryayim. This they will not understand, and they'll come out. Yelaut, a guy is working for my father, and he's going for working for this yid, and finish. So the be marisayim. So therefore, we're chayish for oichim.
All cases are kablonis.
No, where? In which case? In the Reish Mem Gimel wasn't kablonis. The Reish Mem Gimel, the guy. Our case is kablonis. In Reish Mem Gimel, it was the guy rented out the melchitz. He rented out the melchitz for himself. It was schiris, he rented out the melchitz, yeah. Vim hoiso, zok te mechaba. Vim hoiso hamalocha chutz litchum. But what is, he has a field, the field is chutz litchum mi beisai. So my mail is like this. In this city, people will go after the cholent, they'll go and take a walk, but they'll never see his field. His field is chutz l'tchum. So if it's chutz l'tchum, v'gam ein ir acheres b'soich tchum, why not? It's only chutz l'tchum from where he lives. It's chutz l'tchum from any Yiddish shtot. There's not one Yid that lives in the tchum of this field. So there's no problem of Marisayim. Who's going to see it? There's not a Yid that lives betchum oisei soda oisei bayis shoisim by meloche mutter. So then it will be mutter. because then there's no shaila of marasayin. Just to see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah, the heta the domim hainu kablonis shemasne imoy sheyaseloi eizem meloche. There was an agreement. He has to do a certain job. He has to finish a certain job. If he does it not for pay, that's not so possible. Because there you can't say he's doing it for himself because he's not getting paid for it. About Kaponim, he was saying, I'm paying him for it. Mutter, the kivin shekotzatz, since he made up with him that he's paying him for this malache, adaite de nafshe ka'ovid. Why is the guy working on Shabbos? Only for his own benefit. Lemayel lahashlim malachta. He wants to get it done and over with. Dile Yisrael and pay the bezet. The yid, it doesn't matter when he'll do it. Dimlo yaseyu ayoyim yaseyu lemochal. Deim koyveyaloy melachtoy b'shabbos also kiddle kamon. If he told them it should be ready by Tzoy Shabbos, so that's also, that's no shayla. So that's like I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. Betzine hayni, not that he has to do it in a hidden place. Shehi meleches tzino, it's a meloche which is not mefulsan. Lefi she'ein hakol makirim shehi shel Yisrael. Not everyone knows that this is, he's working on a yid's car. Uchamayishim mefarish. Aval eino chinami. Tafuli moiso isa befaresye. His garage is outside, and everyone passes by the guy. Shori kivin da maloche atzmo. The meloche that he is doing, ein yedua sheishel Yisrael, this no one knows that this is, he's doing it for a yid.
Put me an example of that.